As John was telling us earlier, the front pages of several of this morning's newspapers are filled with the happy faces of Dara Lynch and Philip Doyle after winning bronze in their rowing final at the Olympics, and Rebecca Shorten from Belfast with her silver for Britain. And it's been a familiar sight all week, smiling Irish athletes with medals, a medal a day since Monday, four so far. And there could be more today, including Paul O'Donovan aiming to become the first Irish person to win a medal at three different games, maybe even a third gold. Two more rowing finals, a postponed sailing final, show jumping and the start of the athletics. Let's cross live to Paris and Des Cahill. Morning, Des. Let's start though with Dana Moorhouse and the end of her Olympic dream in the boxing ring. What happened?
She was beaten. She was given a very controversial decision against her, and there was fury in the Irish camp. It was a split decision, but the young Bray woman lost to the French champion Vasilia Lacadiri in the women's 50k division. And the outrage amongst the Irish camp included former Olympians, Olympic silver medalist Kenneth Egan certainly did not hold back.
It's absolutely shameful, to be honest with you. We know the work that goes into being an Olympian. It's so hard to get there. And for it to be taken away just like that, you know, by five people sitting around the ring. Was it already ordained for that French girl to win the fight before they even stepped into the ring? That's the way it looked to me. Dana won that fight. Mm. We all know that in this studio. Everyone in that crowd knows she won that. Yeah. She boxed out of her skin. We talked about it at the very start. She needs something special to win this fight. And she boxed out of her skin. She won that fight tonight. Zara's gone bananas there in the corner. He knows, rightly so. That is wrong. That's a wrong decision. Mm. The judges dictate the style of the fight. Mm. So when Dana sat down after the second round and was told the score, yeah, things had to change. But she was boxing brilliantly for the first two rounds because she was winning the fight in her head. Mm. But the judges dictate how you approach a round after you get a result. And them judges didn't help out Dana at all.
Yeah, and interesting to hear Dana afterwards, because she was obviously bitterly disappointed but dignified when she spoke with Adrian Eames.
I thought it was close, but I thought I'd come out on top. I was just praying that they were going to say blue, and they never did. So definitely, it's a bit of a blur now. Just,
sure.
I thought first was clear. Second, I'd have to watch it back. Like, I don't know. It's hard to judge now, but I definitely thought I skinned the third, but I lost it 4-1. So I don't know. It's a hard one to take, because she beat me before as well, and I definitely wanted to come out here and prove a point, but just the way the judges scored it, I didn't get to.
Is it hard to take, though?
It is, but at the same time, like, I'm very proud of myself for getting here. I'm just after performing on one of the biggest stages in the world, like, and I couldn't ask for any better. It would have been a bonus to win, and hopefully, well, I would have liked to get a medal for Ireland and for myself, but it is what it is.
Yeah, we'll have more on that later. Jack Marley's dream of securing an Olympic medal came to an end. He suffered a quarter-final defeat to Davlat Baltiev from Tajikistan. The Dubliner is the first Irish heavyweight to compete at an Olympics since 1996, but his journey ended after a split decision.
Now, right now, I don't have words for it. I must have misheard the corner man wrong, but I thought I was up. And then I thought it was on the last, and I thought I got the last, so in my head I had it. And then it was just a bitter pill to swallow. It's going to be hard to swallow now next few days, but I'm trying to get past it like the rest of them, because it was just another tournament.
Jack Moorhouse. Now, today is possibly the busiest day for Irish athletes at the Games, on the day athletics begins, and that's often seen as the centrepiece of the Games, so we'll have a lot on that. But there's no doubt where our main focus will be on day 7, the chase for another medal for Ireland. Plenty of opportunities, 5 finals, 3 in rowing, the team show jumping final, and the medal race in sailing, with Ireland currently in second place. Robert Dixon and Sean Wadilove were to have gone in the men's skiff medal race yesterday, but it was twice postponed because of lack of wind in Marseille. It's a double points race. Scores are added to the 10 races they've brought into this final race. So Dixon and Wadilove need a top 4 finish to guarantee themselves a medal. Now, it could be a huge historic day for Skibbereen's Paul O'Donovan. He can become the first ever Irish Olympian to medal at 3 games. if he and Fintan McCarthy can achieve a podium finish in the lightweight double sculls final, and the reigning Olympic champions are the team to beat. The race is off at 2 minutes past 11, but our first rowing finalists in action are Ross Corrigan and Nathan Timoney. They're in the men's pair, and that starts at 10:30. And also chasing gold on a remarkable day for Irish rowing, Margaret Cremin and Aoife Casey in the women's lightweight double sculls final. That's just after 11:20. And the medal chances continue with our show jumping team. Shane Sweetnam, Daniel Coyle and Keane O'Connor finished in sixth place to comfortably qualify for today's medal round, and they believe they can improve on that today when the final starts at 1 o'clock. There was great praise here too for the swimming performance of Tom Fannin last night. He narrowly failed to make the 50 metre men's freestyle final despite setting another new Irish record. He finished fourth in the first semi-final. He missed out in the final by 0.1 of a second. He touched the wall in 21.74, breaking the previous Irish record he had set in the morning of 21.79. Going into round two of the golf, Rory McIlroy is 5 shots behind Hideki Matsuyama. The Japanese player is 8 under par, McIlroy 3 under, and Shane Lowry is level par. And while we have so many other Irish athletes in action today, unquestionably two people dominated the headlines last night. Simone Biles won the all-round gymnastics title, her second gold here, but her 6th overall. She's very much top of her sport. But in France, no question what the biggest story was, Léon Marchand, the handsome hero of the nation, the swimmer, the poster boy, won 2 golds in swimming in the space of 2 remarkable hours that the whole of France was clued into. It was quite extraordinary how the fencing, in the middle of fencing, everyone was watching it on their phones, and the crowd all started cheering. The fencers didn't know what was happening. Same happened in basketball. So the French people, we passed them sitting by the canals, all on their phones watching it. Léon Marchand is the hero here. We're hoping to have news of a few Irish heroes later, and we'll be looking ahead to all of the events in detail later on.
Des, thank you.